This picture is about social and emotional learning, SEL. And if you look at the picture, you see that there are like five elements: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision making. And those five elements are really important for a student to learn, or for an employee to be successful at his or her work. And first of all, if you look at the self-awareness, which is on the top of the figure, it is about how we learn to recognize our own emotions and values. You know, sometimes it's not very clear what we go through, what our values are. It is also not very clear to us what are our strengths and limitations. And I think that we can always become a little bit better with those things. Sometimes when we work with other people, or when we are surrounded by other people who have different values, or they might experience different emotions, we are not sure what actually are our own emotions and values, and what emotions and values belong to someone else. Like sometimes we might realize that we have a value that we are not sure about, and it turns out that it is something that our parents feel it's important, or it is possible that our friends share that value, but we have not really thought whether it would be a good value also for us. And when it comes to strengths and limitations, of course, it's typical that we get feedback from our teachers or from our bosses or from our friends. However, they sometimes do not tell the whole truth. And that's why it's important that we kind of listen to ourselves, and we become more and more aware what is our inner reality. And if I think about myself and I think about interaction with someone else, it cannot be very, very good if I don't learn to know myself first and be in good interaction with myself. Because when I'm aware of myself, only after that I'm able to interact with other people. Self-management is something that we do when we try to manage those things that we have inside ourselves. Like when we become aware what emotions and values we have, then it is also important that we can manage our life with them, and we can like set our goals. And when we have certain feelings inside of us, we can still collaborate with, we can manage ourselves and collaborate with other people without totally being fully surrounded by this emotion. So self-management is a tool that we always use when we try to make those things that we have inside of us become real. And that's why it's important that we are not just good at being aware what we have inside of us, but also that we are able to do something about them and set our goals and achieve those things. The third element is social awareness. It is needed when we collaborate with other people, because we have to understand that we also are important to other people. We are not alone in this world. And it is important that we show understanding and empathy for others, and people want to share something with us. We need to be aware that we are very much needed by the other people. The fourth element is relationship skills, and it is also important in social and emotional learning that we are able to form positive relationships. We are able to learn to know new people. When we go to a new workplace, we learn to know these people. When we move to another city, we get new friends and things like that. In order to do so, and in order to be able to do so, we have to be good at in social awareness. On the other hand, we need to know what kind of people we want to have, so we need to be self-aware, these kinds of things. So it's like a combination of all these elements here. And finally, responsible decision making is always needed when we collaborate with other people, and we need to negotiate what we will do and what would be the next steps. So when planning, we need responsible decision making, and also when we solve problems, which cannot be really avoided. Always when people collaborate with each other, there always will be some issues that should be handled somehow, and responsible decision making includes the idea that people are good at handling those problems or planning together and then move to the next phase. So, because that's something that always happen. So here you see these five elements of social and emotional learning that are very much needed in life, at school, at work, anywhere.